PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
Hello, you golfing legends, and welcome back to another episode of the original Off Course. I'm your host, Dan Edwards, and joining me this week, and not smirking too hard at my high-end entry into the show, is my guy, Jose Miraflor from Cobra Puma Golf. The little rat himself has returned to Off Course. Welcome, my friend.
What's up, Dan? How are you, buddy?
I'm awesome. You know, my dad sent me a text today, and he's probably going to be entertained that I'm even bringing this up. He goes, every time you do that little intro there, I'm pretty sure he called it a little intro, which we love, right? He goes, it's always fun seeing your guests smirk at you. I'm like, I feel like it's an icebreaker at this point. I know I can't get rid of it because the guys on the formal will be very angry with me. So thanks for at least entertaining it to start.
Of course. It is cool. It's funny. I always get a giggle out of it. So your dad's absolutely right.
It's a little bit, yeah, it's something to reel everyone in and, get the show going. It is awesome to have you on. You guys are doing a ton of stuff right now. Not to mention, you've come off a big event and you've already announced the next one coming next year, which it's this little tiny thing called the Morgan Cup, which I think people have heard of. I'm not sure.
Small little event that's been going on for a little while now, drawing a lot of attention.
Yes, sir.
Very dear to my heart, as you know. I'm not much of a competitor anymore, but I really pay attention to what's going to happen in the Morgan Cup, if you will.
Well, I feel like the best way to get started is to hear about 2024's Morgan Cup. And I know it's not as fun as it was the last time we talked about it, because you guys were on a heater, as they say, trying to go for 5 wins in a row. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you, in all honesty, I've got Yag scheduled to get on the show, so you can't be too mean. But hey, it's a big switch up. He got you one back here. What's that like going back to the office after that?
Well, I'm not going to lie and say that seeing his trophy in his office doesn't piss me off every time I'm in there. He has it prominently displayed right next to the NASA rocket that he has in his office. The only saving grace I have, the fact that he has that in there, is because I have one in my office too, from last year, and mine's actually bigger than his. So I can literally say that on air. Mine's bigger than yours, Jag, so but he has the momentum, if you will. I mean, congrats to Team Hackers. What a great event it was. I got to tell you, there was a lot of happy people with the way the matches turned out. I reread the follow, and it was very exciting to just reread, because as you're playing your own match, you're not really getting to see how the other ones are going. So it was great to see how those other singles matches and the alternate shot matches were going as we were going along, right? So I gather you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys continue to enjoy it, because if you do, that's why we do this, right? And we hear it's the best follow. We hear it's great competition. And as long as it's still that, that's what the spirit of Cobra is all about. All of us that are chasing more birdies, chasing more pars. For me, it was chasing the 5th in a row. That would have been really cool. So, you know, next year we'll just say road to 6, right? Because if we win next year, we actually get to 6 wins. So I have a t-shirt that the guys, we all made for ourselves to wear in case we won. Now I'm using it to wear around the house when I'm doing chores, because I need to work on my game. So,
well, let's paint the picture a little bit for the folks who are following along who aren't familiar. The Morgan Cup is a competitive event between Cobra and more specifically Mike Yagley and Jose here, pitted against each other and a whole bunch of people from the THB community. They all get together for a couple days worth of event, and it's alt shot, it's shamble, it's singles match play. At the end of the day, you try and get crowned the Morgan Cup champion, and Jose here is coming off 4 straight wins. I feel like I remember something happening differently in 2019. I can't fully remember. I believe I was there, but we don't need to talk about that now that we have a fresh one.
That was a drumming that came from you guys, by the way. If they're going to bring back a captain that was a strong captain, you probably are the only one that could be said that is, what would you call, kryptonite to the Lord Tox and Little Rat ASCAP teaming. So we're not rooting for you to come back. You're better off on this side, you know, leading the camera and talking about odds and stuff like that. But that would be fun to rerun that. You know what I'm saying? And I think to add to what you're saying, for those of you who don't know, when we get the signups and you guys get to, you know, get fitted, and that's part of the fun for the guys is going out and seeing what fits them the best in next year's products. And then they get their products and they get to play and practice and dial in their products all summer long, which is pretty darn cool. And to write about it, and it gives us a lot of great press when you guys are writing about the products that you're working on and trying to get used to and, you know, putting into as your official gamer. And then to have that all culminate with these matches where more people seem to be seasoned at the end of the summer, right? Before, I think in 2019, buddy, we had that in March. Which,
yeah, it was early, you know, yeah.
People were just dusting off cobwebs, right? They got their products, and 2 weeks later, we're in a competition. I think that's hard, right? So I love it the way we're doing it now. Josh is, and I and the whole THP team has seen it this way working really well, because it just gives us a good, I want to say, 8 months of run of talking about Cobra products and culminating with an event that is so followed and so cherished by so many people at THP. I think it's cool.
Well, the argument is, do you want to be a tour player? And the goal is to get a full bag fitting, which stuff gets sent to you from Cobra. You end up at the event getting all appareled out in Puma gear. Their shoes this year looked absolutely sick. I love those. And they just flood everyone with both attention and stuff. And everyone loves the swag. But here's what I think is so interesting for me, Hose, sitting back and watching in the last few years, is you're just so all in with it that it makes it so much different. Like, there is if you go on the forum prior to the event and you ask everyone, hey, who are you rooting for this year? There is an emotional argument for every one of those guys going in and say, I hate that team. I love this team. I hope they all crash and burn. I hope they win every match. You know, it's so very aggressively invested. And then you get to the actual experience. And again, for the folks who are not familiar, we have this online community at the Hackers Paradise that goes and gets the live experience where people who are there are updating as they go, showing pictures of the crazy properties they've been to, showing food, showing matches, showing emotion. And we all just like get along and get to go on for the ride. So for me, I mean, that looking from this side, Jose, that's the best part, is you get to see this direct investment that you guys have shown THPers over the years, and it all culminates in this crazy couple days worth of golf, and then everyone goes home as a bit of a homer, right?
Yeah, it's a bummer when we all get home. I mean, a lot of you guys may not know this too, but we're on, like, everybody has a group me chat, and we're chatting from when everybody's chosen all the way through the year. We have a monthly call. We're talking about equipment. We're just sitting there. I'm at a little campfire at my house and outside in the backyard, a little fire pit. And we're sitting there with some whiskey or some kind of drink. And we're all just talking about product and each other and getting to know each other. It's a brotherhood. And that's why we, you know, both teams say, I bleed blue, I bleed red. It's because once you're in one of those teams, you really are like a paradise for life. And that's what we say, right? Paradise for life.
No one says that. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, they do. They do. They say it in a big way.
And I mean that because I'm team hackers for life. Forever, so.
Right?
Yeah.
Hackers forever in paradise exactly. For life. So we have fun. And you know, I miss the guys. I just this weekend, I put on to the GroupMe chat. I said, I really miss you guys. And here's what I'm up to this weekend, blah, blah, blah. I had a member guest and we had a great time there too. And so it's just every time I think about golf, I think about the team as well. And that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm still in touch with our 2020 team. We still get on group chat and say hello to each other. So it's a fun thing. And I wouldn't give it up for the world. So as long as we think we can continue to do this, and you know, Josh still keeps taking us to the greatest properties on U.S. soil, we're gonna do this thing.
Well, I'm gonna hold the other question I have for the Morgan Cup probably until the end of the show, because you guys have some crazy stuff going on right now. And I think the best thing to do right out of the gate is just try and milk you for everything you're worth, because I saw some leaked photos recently, and you probably you probably won't tell me much about it. I can pause the recording if you need me to, but no, I won't do that. there clearly are new things happening, and you know this is a fairly predictable time for that to happen. So sure. So I guess to clear the air a little bit, you got some stuff coming, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and have you been following along with sort of the reactionary stuff that people are having?
Yeah, I think it's been very positive, right? Saying the drivers look sick. The new look is so cool. We have two drivers that are on the conforming list right now that everybody has seen. It's not everything, but the two tour models, the LS and the X from our, I guess I can say it, it's already out there, DS Adapt family, are on the conforming list. There are maybe a couple more that aren't on there yet. And I say yet because there's one more head that is finding a lot of interest from a lot of better players even that might make it on there. And, you know, on December 12th, that's our embargo date. You guys will be able to see everything. It'll be an onslaught, a full-on tsunami of really cool videos and what our product's going to do. And we just got to keep that momentum up until, you know, we launched the product in January. So I could tell you that, you know, the heads are still made for speed. And then there's a fitting component to these heads that we think will be unrivaled. Now, all of you THPers out there, your Paradise and Hackers people that were at this last event, you are sworn in blood not to write, say, or talk about, because I gave, not sure you knew this, but I gave them an hour and 15 minute presentation on the entire range of products that we'll be launching next year and the nitty gritty, but they have all been sworn to secrecy. And so far, no leaks from the THP side. So I'm really excited about that.
And let's be clear. It wasn't just some simple presentation. I mean, you took it from the clubhouse to the fire pit, I believe at one point, which is, you know, insane. But it also a credit to the amount of effort and time you give to these folks who are clearly invested in the brand at that point with the efforts that have gone into it. So, yeah, I mean, I got a lot out of it, just from what you're saying here. And no, unfortunately I didn't get the behind the curtains. I was trying to get one of those dudes to like FaceTime me during it, but when doesn't seem to work out, when you're on this side of the computer, which is kind of weird. But either way, it's fun to see new changes happening. Every time you come on and every time I see you in person, I talk about how excited I was sitting in the fishbowl talking about F9 and how thrilled you guys were. And I know you're looking at, you know, future iterations, but one of the questions I always love to ask is how excited you are. What's the buzz like around the office, around new products, especially for 25?
Well, so far, since July, we've had a U.S. sales meeting, European sales meeting, where we present to all the sales reps. We've done a U.S. media launch where we take the likes of Josh and you guys through it, all of our big media accounts we've taken through the product lines and all of our top accounts through the product line, and not just taking them through my presentation, but actually taking them on the range and letting them experience the new technologies that we have in these drivers. And the response has been unbelievable. The excitement, we had 100 fitters from PGA Tour Superstores. They have this fitting place that's called the Studio, the Launchpad Studio. And we had all their top fitters in. They came to Carlsbad and they were visiting all the accounts. And, you know, when you visit Carlsbad in October, what do we have to show you that we haven't already shown you? Because they've been selling Dark Speed for the whole year. So we wanted to show them something different. So we brought out a raw driver with no paint on it, so they couldn't tell what they were looking at. But we had the fitting system in there that will still remain nameless. I won't leak it from me, but they had it and they got to see it in action, and there were a lot of jaw drops. And the same thing happened with the salesman. In Europe, you know, in November here, I go to Spain to present it to all the European media. And we expect the same thing. A lot of excitement, jaw-dropping that we're able to get so much out of such a small little system that we're putting in there. And when I say small, it's not, doesn't mean that it's not very effective, small in size and shape so that it still works, even though it's so tiny, it puts out so many different settings people are really excited about. So, and really to be able to cure just about any ball flight you need fixed. I mean, I think our saying is going to be show us your miss and we'll show you perfect on your swing. And it's going to be that good, right?
So what is it about Cobra that seems so invested in fundamental, unthought of adjustments to things that have existed? And I'll set the tone there. Bringing carbon around the side of a driver head happened years ago. It was kind of wild. Putting a lattice structure in an iron that's supposed to be looking like a player's iron, but in fact performs something significantly higher. 3D printing a putter. Like, you guys clearly aren't all that invested in thinking inside the box. And it seems like each year there's some either subtle or significant change that occurs that you become sort of identifiable with. Why is that so important to Cobra?
Well, first, thanks for the kind words. It is what we try and do. We believe very heavily in innovation. In fact, when we start our presentations, whether it's to our board in Germany or to our top account, we always say it starts with our culture and it starts with innovation. And the two are very intermingled. And we talk about this a lot. We believe in the people that we bring on board. They fit a culture that is fun loving, happy going, right? We play music while we play golf. We smile when some people would be really upset. And in that same fashion, we think of things outside the box, shoot, out of this world. If you think about that, you know, we've done studies in space. We think of things that maybe other brands may not try because it may not be safe. It may not work. But we can't help but think that we owe it to ourselves and to the golfers that are out there that really want the next greatest thing to not just sit on our laurels, but to try and reinvent, you know, our brand and what the definition of innovation is every year. And that's what we're committed to. Since I've gotten here, I just celebrated 13 years, by the way, on October 11th. But I've always thought of this brand as the one that's not afraid to try something new. And we've tried some things that are new that didn't catch on very well. So, you know, it doesn't always work out. But, you know, the only way you get ahead in life is break the mold that you're in so that you could hopefully come out in a better place. And thank goodness we have some really smart people in here. And, you know, me as head of architecture, I'm one of the four people. You have myself. Of course, we have Master Yagley, right, head of innovation. You have Tom Olsavsky, who's head of R&D, research and development. And you have Doug Roberts, who is head of design. And the four of us, I just literally walked out of a meeting, said, hey, I got to go get on with Canadan. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And we were just discussing in their 2027 technologies for irons. And what is it that we're going to try and do besides the normal things of more speed, more forgiveness? You know, what is it that we're going to bring to the table that's an innovation that's very different? So we're in the heated part of discussions for what we're going to do in 27. 26 is already baked and we haven't even shipped 25 yet. So, you know, we're out ahead. And, you know, of course, we're looking on horizons of 28. What should we be looking to break? When we say break, meaning invent around for that as well. So it's a lot of fun.
I'm going to ask a super uncareful question. I'm going to need a super careful answer. Are you down for it?
Sure.
All right. So one of the things that I think has been the primary focus of Cobra's club conversation over the last half decade has been the aero piece. Mm-hmm. There's like a direct understanding. Hell, you named products after it. Like it makes pretty good sense that that is a primary focus that you guys have. And actually, I've seen some of that marketing exist elsewhere, but only recently. So mm-hmm. The sort of careful question is, does that aero component still maintain its absolute focus into the future years, or are you really focusing on some other things?
Well, you know, that's a great question, number one. Let me give me a second to formulate an answer that doesn't hurt my position in this company. Aerodynamics, or anything that makes a driver deliver speed, for whether you have an advantage of your swing speed, like you have some decent, really good swing speed, aero benefits you. So we're going to work on that for you in a head that makes sense for you. For me, where my swing speed, shoot, I think I got measured at peak when I was lunging at it the other day at 98 miles per hour, but my operating speed somewhere around 92. I don't benefit from aero like you. So what are we doing for me? For me, we make a driver that has a good amount of speed in it from its CG position, its face design, and then still the amount of forgiveness built into it, because I'm not the scratch handicap golfer when we all first met many years ago. So I need a little bit of forgiveness. And then there's a guy next to me who would be over here and says, man, I wish I just had a driver that would go straighter because I hit it all over the face. You're going to need a guy like that. And of course, there's that beginner golfer who needs a driver that corrects their slice. So those are our four people that we pay attention to. And I would say that aero is one of the components of speed, but maybe dedicated for fast golfers. And then other things we do for speed are internal. Other things that we do for speed may be in lightweight technologies. So we're always investing all those. And so yes, aerodynamics will still be a big part of what we do. And just keeping that as a position for a Kyle Berkshire who swings at 150 miles per hour, when he swings an aerodynamic driver we've designed, he has peaks of 5 miles per hour gain with an average of over 3 miles per hour just by changing the head off the shaft, putting on this new one, gaining 3 miles per hour, which, Dan, I think you would know is about 5 miles per hour ball speed, which is about 2 to 3 yards for every mile per hour ball speed. So you're probably looking at, you know, easily right there, 10 to 15 yards just by changing to an aerodynamic head. So that alone makes you want to say, for that guy trying to win long drive championships, absolutely, we're going to do that. For guys who are 120, 119, 115, the fastest golfers today on the PGA Tour, absolutely, we're going to do that. So you're going to definitely see that at least in one of our heads, which you can't really call it low spin if it doesn't deliver low spin as well. So we're going to continue that.
All right. I'll throw a little cold water on the coals real quick and maybe ask a more simple question on this one. You're in a different role than the last time we talked, and I thought it'd be fun to hear more about what your goals are now and or how they've shifted from where mm-hmm. you've come from. It's product architecture and consumer connections, which sounds pretty loaded looking on paper.
You know what? It sounds loaded because the title is so long, but it's actually very simplified for me, because at one point for this company, I was in charge of all of both brands marketing, all of product management, and all of PGA Tour operations, which means agents and players and our team that's out there. And then two brands, head of marketing. I mean, if I would have had hair, I would have lost it a second time, right? And so as over the years have gone, they've seen how much that entails and how broad that spectrum is. And all we've done is kind of right-sized my the things that I'm in charge of and my team. So the latest one is Luke and Andy, the two Cobra brand people that we have, we folded them into Ian's realm, where Ian is in charge of, for our company, he's head of e-commerce marketing services. Now he just folded in the Cobra and the Puma brand stuff. So his is still simplified, handling two big things. And then for me now, you know, formally calling me head of Cobra architecture, I've always been in charge of that anyways. It's just the fancy name of saying I'm in charge of all the product managers, product BUs for Chad, who does our putters and wedges, Caitlin, who does irons and complete sets and women's products, and then me, who is in charge of all metalwoods. So I head that up. And then also the consumer connections piece is pretty easy to understand. The consumer facing pieces of our business, which are, you know, our 2,500 to 3,000 demo days, our 80 to 100 demo technicians, our 850 staffers around the United States, and all of our custom fitting carts. and as well as our new studios. You know, we have a studio here now, which you all should come visit, come get a fitting. At headquarters, we have a new putter lab that has just opened. We have a hitting bay, which is phenomenal. It's got to be one of the best bays in the business. And then we, of course, have redone our facility at Encinitas Ranch. We're in the final parts of we just moved the older tour truck, the one that was on tour last year, over to Encinitas Ranch. So now we can literally build the driver that we fit you for. We can build it right there while you wait if we needed to. We've increased the size of our footprint there because we're having more and more people coming out to see us and visit us, groups coming out that want to be part of our brand. So that type of stuff. And we have another fitting place. I'm not sure if you guys know this, but we have a Cobra of the South down at Berkeley Hall in South Carolina. We have a fitting center there as well. And then we have one in Toronto for all of you Canadians out there. Our headquarters in Toronto has a phenomenal fitting center there. So those fold up underneath me as well as the fitters that work in those areas. So I have a great team here inside. And I got to tell you, it gives me more time to spend with these people and with R&D and innovation to really keep cooking. I love the marketing side. You guys have seen the commercials I've been a part of creating over the last few years. This last one with Ricky that we just did for Dark Speed was probably my last one. But all the ones since, what was the first one? I think F8, all those commercials and all those things that you've done, all I've been a big part of. And now it's just letting that go so I can really focus on product and fitting and staffing. And I really love the position I'm in now.
Yeah, it's interesting you're talking about creating commercials and that sort of marketing thing where you're creating for the future and for ideas to get folks emotional about product. And then you're now in this consumer connections standpoint where you're getting feedback from the very forefront of that conversation. So this sort of reactionary component from the direct consumer. I think that has to be the most exciting and or alarming part of the conversation, just seeing exactly what people think as they go. Is that fair?
Well, it's absolutely right. I mean, you've done the job to get them interested and aware about the product. So now they're going in to experience it. They're going to go to a demo day. They're going to go to a custom fitting day. They're going to go into a retailer, right? And they're going to get custom fit by them or Green Grass Place. I'm now head of that experience. Like, what happens when you got them interested and they come in and try your product? Are they loving it? Are they loving the system that can make them the best driver they've ever had or the best set of irons that they can't stop hitting because it sounds so good or performs so well? That's what my team and I do. And I love it because now I get to be on the side that really is where the rubber really does meet the road, right? You're actually putting hands on club and swinging. And how does that work? So it's nice to be able to give that feedback to the R&D team as we're developing and also giving that feedback to our staffers and our fitters and our sales team that to give them the extra pump that they need to know that the stuff is really working well through all the trials we put it through.
And I assume there's a level of challenge that exists golfer to golfer because not only does the knowledge level change to each player from a, what's this product about, but also what's the fitting process about? You may have someone come in and say, I don't know what I'm looking at, to someone on the monitor, to someone who comes in and says, I need this very specific number, this very specific component of my swing.
Right.
You know, that finding that happy medium to accommodate people has to be unbelievably challenging. I mean, just being on the THP forum, you see people want different things out of a fitting. So sure. Is that a part of the conversation as well?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. When you ask somebody if they're going to get fit for the next product, they automatically say, yeah, I'm going to get fit. But what does fit mean from person to person, to your point, is a big difference. I mean, the moment you click anything on the bottom of the driver, that probably is considered a fit, right? You're no longer in standard. You're being custom fit. Or even if you choose a different shaft, that's a custom fit. But now imagine to going to the detail of, being fit across four different drivers or eight different iron sets, which one's the right one for me, fit me for a trajectory that gives me the support in the type of area I play in. Now, I play in Texas, it's super windy, or I play in places where it's not very windy and it's very wet, so more carry is going to be better for me. All of our fitters are trained to speak the language that they're the consumer, the golfer walks up with, and also hopefully educate them a little bit more so that they can be thinking about what else could be helping their game. Does a driver need 2400 spin, 2000 spin, or 2700 spin? Which one? They're all great spins, but which one is right for a certain type of golfer? They need to understand that and be able to understand why we're choosing that. So all of our guys are trained and gals are trained around that type of discussion and, you know, what's a robust ball flight that can serve you well in the wind, in non-wind, and in sunny or wet conditions. We're always working on that with somebody, giving them an all-around good setup for their game.
You know, speaking of new fittings, there are a number of new irons that have shown up. We've got some great information on THP's homepage from our writers. I imagine you're not a bad source there either to hear about some of these new products coming down the pipe. So, yeah, Hose, can you give us an idea what's new and what can be excited about?
I'm going to tell you, everyone, that this is a tsunami year of products that are coming your way. And it started this fall, right? Just in October, a week ago, we launched the Black Series irons. They're all about taking our King muscle back, King cavity back, and King Tour irons and offering them in a new black finish. And the black finish isn't actually new. It's been around for us for a long time. We call it DBM, diamondized black metal finish. It's done at our foundry, which uses a five-step forging process to make all of our forgings super soft, super grain aligned, and very consistent in shape. And we're offering it in this black finish that is very, I would call robust. It stays on, it's durable. It's what Ricky likes to use. So Ricky moved to these Black King Tours rather quickly. He used to play a black iron for us for many years, black muscle backs. So he loves the way the black iron kind of hides the offset a little bit. It kind of makes the iron a little bit smaller looking, and it's just a sexy look to him, as to for many of us, right? So those three black irons are hitting the market, and the chromes aren't going away. If you're a person who loves the nice, cool jewelry shine of chrome, that's still there. But the black is just an addition to this line to help continue the interest and sales for the King forgings going, right? And then addition to that, which is coming out here in the next week, is the brand new King Tech. That's a forged iron and King Tech X forged irons. They're coming out in a week. I think everybody knows what King Tech is. It's a player's distance iron, features a seven iron that's stronger, right? It's 29 degrees seven iron. So it's not the strongest we carry, but it's there to give somebody a little bit of speed. And with that, you know, one of the most important things for better players, you know, this iron is supposed to be for a 5 to a 15 handicap, is they're looking for soft feel. So we work on the inside of the forging, you know, where does the CG need to be, but also how does it vibrate, and, you know, how does the hosel vibrate and create better feel? And we use foam inside to help it as well. So it's not just a hollow iron. It's tuned. The long irons look a little bit different than on the inside of the short irons. And then we have this power shell face, which not only gives you a little bit of face flexion, but also a little bit of launch because it wraps around the sole of the iron and it does its job for that. And then its brother or sister iron is the King Tech X iron. When we always say X, it's always the cross section of speed and forgiveness. And this iron is the strongest, right? It's at 27 degrees. But it features the lowest CG of all of our irons right there with the 3D printed iron limited edition. This iron features a CG because it's got 75 grams of tungsten barely just off the ground because it's just the layer of steel that's underneath it. So that positions the CG low. So if you need help getting the ball up in the air, even though you're using a strong lofted iron, team, you got yourself a great iron here in the Tech X. It's not only long, it's high flight, it's very forgiving, it's in itself, and it sounds good because of the foam that we're putting inside of it, the Microspheres foam that we use. It's a complete set. And for, don't be afraid. One of my biggest advice to golfers out there is don't be afraid to blend the set. So if you like the less offset look of a player's iron that the King Tour offer, King Tech offers, blend it to where when you start to have trouble getting a ball airborne, use a Tech X, which it's counterintuitive. It's a strong lofted iron, but the ball flies high. You can use that as 6-5 or 7-6-5. You can make yourself the ultimate set. They look very family with the way the muscle looks on the back. And that's where we try and design the entire King family such that a tour player or even an amateur can flow a set to make the ultimate set for them. So please don't hesitate to do that. But we're excited about these two irons hitting the market in a chrome finish next week.
Well, you just said in a chrome finish. Does that mean that the future could hold anything?
The future could hold a bunch of things. And normally a second year of product line, we try and add a finish to keep the interest up about the iron and try something new. So you just saw us launch black. We've launched copper in the past. We've launched satin before. So, you know, we can offer a finish that adds to this chrome maybe in a year or so. But these programs are typically a minimum of 2 years in length. So we don't have to redo tooling all the time. We think the technologies that we have are sound for another 2 years in them right now. And that being said, tomorrow, Thursday, we're looking at launching the product intent form for the next generation Tech and Tech X irons, just to give you guys a little bit of understanding of how far ahead we try and stay.
That's awesome. DBM is such an interesting material in that it is one of the most durable black finish irons that exist, I think. I've played with great success years ago, the same sort of awesome continued non-wearing finish. Do you feel like you have a leg up on that? What surprises me here, Hose, is that so many finishes wear so quickly. And it seems like DBM has solved a lot of that. Do you think that's unrealistic at this point, or do you think that's a pretty fair assessment of what it does?
It's absolutely fair. And that's why we do business at this one foundry. They're the only ones. It's their formula. They are very secretive about what they use for heat, temperature, time, any chemicals they mix with that. They won't tell anybody anything. I think the PXG guys are now found out ours is very durable and they're trying to work with our foundry, but everybody else seems to use either a QPQ finish, which is a heat treatment as well, but it doesn't last as long. And the ones that you guys really need to stay away from, always check what type of finish black it is. And if it ever says PVD, particle vapor deposition, it sounds good. Very technical. It's just charging electrodes to adhere to a material and it changes the color of it. You can PVD in many different colors and it looks great. If you do it on a putter, it's awesome. But unfortunately, any rough surfaces, impact with the ground, impact with the golf ball, imagine hitting a ball out of the bunker and getting it a little bit of fat, can wear away PVD really quick. And sometimes people like that. I mean, if you have a nice wear pattern, I mean, if you're Ricky Fowler or Canada Dan and you hit the same spot every time, it's a dime size discoloration. Well, good on you. But if you're like the little rat and you hit one here and a bunch off the toe, it's not a good look. So I never use PVD because it wears off after five hits. It's got to be DBM or some type of robust finish for me, or I try and shy away from it.
You know, it's funny you said that because I had a gentleman from a wedge company on not too long ago. We were talking about getting to see our wear patterns. And I had mentioned back in the day, I had this nice pyramid profile to my black wedges. And now it looks more like a mountain range on there. So
I know that feeling, buddy. It's a mountain range, but it's not in the center of the picture for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, black finish, it's so stunning to look at, and it's so nice to play in the sun when you don't have to deal with the glare and a lot of that. But, you know, the fear for me, and I think a lot of people, is the longevity. So it's a nice opportunity to celebrate the fact that DBM will have some great staying power in the bag. They'll look good regardless of how much you use them. I mean, obviously, you need to treat them well, but, you know, the likelihood of them maintaining is a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. It's great. What's in your bag right now? What irons have you decided to play for the time being?
Yeah, it's the same set that I used at the Morgan Cup. In my iron set, I have the I almost said Apollo. Apollo was our code name for these irons because we felt like we were going to the moon. But the 3D printed limited irons, I aimed those. I have my, what do we call them? Nippon Steel 950 GHs. And I even have the Neos, man. I need the launch. Not as strong as fast as I used to be, but they, these steel irons feel so, shafts feel so good in those irons. The irons themselves are tremendous when you hit, they're very soft feeling, even better when you hit it in the center, but I love how forgiving they are because my miss is slightly on the toe and every once in a while I need that forgiveness of it instead of a little dive. It just stays a little airborne and still stops on the green. So those are my gamers. Of course you guys know, most of you know I carry a 50, 50, 60 wedge. Oh, your dog. What kind of dog?
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I love dogs.
He's a bit of a goof. He's obviously hearing something. Please continue. Sorry.
No worries at all. So I use three, you know, of our wedges. I'm about to change them out. We have some new wedges on the way. So I have some prototypes on my desk that I get to go put a little rat grind on and shaft them up. So maybe I'll give you guys I'm not allowed to give you a sneak peek of those. They don't come out for a while. So there you go. That was your sneak peek.
Okay. A little hint. Okay. There are wedges that exist in the R&D at Cobra. Who knew?
We have some, I've been using the new driver already. We played in the member guest this weekend and I teed up one of the new drivers, the X driver that you guys saw. You know, I put my Ventus Blue into it and it performed really well over the weekend. We played pretty phenomenal. We finished out of first place by a half a point. That's a tying. You know how you play matches and a hole's worth a point. If you tie, you get half. We finished out of first place by a half a point and didn't make the horse race. So my partner and I were devastated. But we had a great time. And, I have a 3-wood from that family that I haven't built yet, but that's going to be in play. And of course I just can't stop hitting these, King Tech hybrids. They're just so good. They fly so high, they fly so straight and, they sound great. So I continue to use those. And then of course I have that, I don't think anybody took a picture of it, which was silly for them not to, but I have a 3D printed putter prototype that I've been using for about 5 months. And I was into, you know, fang style mallets for a little while. I've always been a blade person. And then I put this one in play and I played with a bunch of friends in a skins game. And two of the guys said, hey, you haven't put this good in a long time. So you've been a blade guy your whole life. I've known these guys for a long time. And they said, I think you should stay in that blade. And sure enough, I've stayed with it and it's been very good to me. So nice. I'll continue to use that baby for a while.
I love that. We've kind of flown through the time here as we always do, Hose. And one of the things I wanted to do was sneak back to a little bit more Morgan Cup talk before we finish. Next year, the 2025 event is coming back. It's the, I think they're calling it like the Morgan Cup All-Stars, which is pretty wild. It's the opportunity to like really, for those who are celebrating the brand, really engaging with it. It seems like that the primary focus is there. But here's the scary part. You guys are going to Victoria National, which is no joke. Have you had a chance to play there yet?
I have not had a chance to play there. I've only heard that it's the tightest, most target golf, hardest course of all the dorming network of places. So I can't wait to see what alternate shot looks like on that course.
Yeah. You know, there's a hilarious amount of discussion on the forum about either the right formats to play or hiding as a player in a format. You cannot hide at Victoria National. So what a great opportunity for you guys to showcase your new product line, putting in the hands of people and saying, go play this absolute bear of a golf course. You seem to be pretty confident in this whole six talk. I'm not sure about it, but you know, that's okay.
I mean, we lost now, so the odds are back in our favor to start a new streak. So we're about streaks.
We've heard these underdog bits of nonsense on the forum for about 3 years now. The one thing that really surprised me today, out of just basic decency, I rocked the Paradise Cup, and you haven't said a word about it, which is wild.
I didn't want to pull it up. I was I didn't want to say anything, but I wasn't sure if that was a Paradise Cup. It is the Paradise color for sure.
Yeah, because 8 years ago, you guys stole the best color on the planet, and there's nothing I can do about it. You know, I'll tell you what. I had a chat with Yeggs years ago. I said, at what point did you guys just decide those are the two colors? He goes, I don't know what the hell happened. I was like, well, how about green and orange next year? He's like, I like that.
No, it wasn't a steal, to be fair, right? When you pull up the Morgan Cup logo, what color is the Hackers flag and the Paradise flag? We just followed what was given to us.
It's JD Talks sabotage is what it is. Jeremy, you absolute jerk. Steal my favorite color. And a great dude here in Little Rat. Hose, any final thoughts today or things to share with the folks before we wrap?
You know, I'm in a really giving mood today. Tell me, how many people do you think will watch this podcast that you and I are doing?
Well, now that you're on it, millions.
So yeah, I thought you were going to say 10.
Well, at least one. Josh will watch it.
Is there a way for you to tell which of your members are watching it and watch it all the way through?
Well, there's a couple ways to do it. One of the things that really works is a couple Easter eggs we can throw in there. And we'll have a conversation on the THP forum as we always do. You might want to sneak on there and see what people are saying about us. But yeah, there's definitely something we can do.
So for the people who watch this and are with us right now, because I guess they wouldn't know if you didn't tell them, I'd like to give away something. So you guys can do it any way you want. And if you think it's a dark speed driver, fine. If you think it's a brand new putter, fine. But, you know, I just can't help but think there's these really cool black irons and new tech and tech X irons coming out. Since that was our topic for the day, why don't we crown one very lucky Hackers Paradise person a choice of one of those sets of irons? Okay.
Okay. Well, I will task the leaders as they are to find a good way to solve this. And for you folks who are listening along, the best way to get involved, I presume, is to get on the forum, THP Golf, the Hackers Paradise forum, get a username, get talking about golf so you can hear about more things like this. And shout out to the off-course mascot has now decided it's not worth sitting here anymore. But yeah, that'll be great. We'll figure that out and probably, yeah, let's leave this open-ended.
Okay.
We'll throw something up there. Let's say 24 hours after, or in and around when it goes live. Okay.
I love it. I can't wait to see the reaction. So thanks for the time. Thanks for having me on, buddy. Off Course is awesome. And I love chatting with you. So anytime you want me on the program, I'm happy to be on with you just to talk golf.
Sweet. Sounds great. That's Jose Miraflor, a legend of the Morgan Cup and Cobra community. Congrats on 13 years. That's awesome.
Thanks, pal.
If you guys are playing golf this weekend, have a great time. Make it count. We are almost in November here in Ohio, which sucks. I will be playing golf and I will be cranky when it's cold. So yeah, play well, have fun. Make sure you tell someone they're good at golf because they probably need to hear it. We'll see you guys next week.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.